Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Today, we're revisiting a 2023 Best Romance audiobook. Listen as Audiophile's Michelle Cobb tells us about this fun fantasy romance.
A Rake of His Own, Stariel Book 5 by A.J. Lancaster, read by Golden Voice Nicholas Bolton.
And I've heard this one too. I loved it. Okay, let's talk.
All right, well, it won in earphones, of course.
Yes, well, it should, yes.
But really, where to start with this one?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Dead bodies, plants.
Fairies.
Family drama.
Oh, yeah.
Romance, right? I admit I had no idea what was happening when I started listening to this title.
No, I didn't either. I mean, this is book five. I didn't listen to any of the others.
Yes, and ultimately it didn't matter because I was there to listen to Nicholas, but I was definitely like, what is going on? Where are we? Faye? What is that?
Yeah. Because there's a murder mystery that's pretty central to it, and that's fun.
Yes.
But it's a fantasy, and there's tons of world building that goes on, but I think it's really accessible world building. I mean, it's imaginative, but it wasn't so intricate and so that you would not have any idea what was going on.
Yes, the missing background, I felt, just didn't really matter. Because, as you said, it is a mystery. It's, you know, here's a dead man turns up in the greenhouse of Marius Valstar.
I love the names. Yes.
I know, the names are hilarious. He's a scholar, and of course, everyone has something else going on. So he's a burgeoning telepath. And, you know, in also drops Prince Rakin, who is a fae. I admit I had to look that up. It's like, oh, that's a fairy. Got it. Okay. He's just literally dropped in from somewhere, and he's trying to help figure out who's committing these murders because, you know, there can't just be one dead body.
Definitely not. But when Michelle says he dropped in from somewhere, she really means he just dropped in from somewhere.
Yes.
It really is wild. And then there's this wonderful sexual tension between Marius and Rakin, or Rake, as he's called, the Rake of our book. That is, I think Nicholas is so brilliant at conveying.
Yes. Well, of course, Nicholas is so charming. Oh. He's got that charming voice, mm-hmm. But Marius is not. Like, Prince Rake is definitely charming, but you've got this, you know, interplay between the two characters with so much humor, that sexual tension, and really it just has something for everyone. So as our theme has been tone this week, Nicholas finds that right tone. And this thing was almost 14 hours, but zipped along.
Oh, I just had a wonderful time listening to it. It was so good. And when you say Nicholas is charming, I think that's exactly right. There's so much charm in this book. And I don't mean to say he minds it in the sense that makes it more. Charm is a really hard thing, I think. You know, you kind of have to be as light as a feather with it, but he really does that perfectly.
Yeah. I mean, this book was so far outside my preference zone.
Oh, me too.
That I was shocked. That I'm like, oh, let's go. I'm sorry, what? Do I have to go to a meeting? No, I need to finish the next chapter.
I know.
Oh, and the chapter names were hilarious.
Oh, God, the chapter names were great. My dog got such long walks while I was listening to this book. It's like, okay, so let's listen.
Yeah. This is just a little bit of Nicholas and his delicious narration.
This is A Rake of His Own, Storiel, Book 5. It's by A.J. Lancaster and read by Golden Voice Nicholas Bolton.
Marius had taken only 2 steps inside the makeshift pub before deciding he was going to strangle his cousin. "Oh, come on, Em," Caro had wheedled last week. "It'll be fun, just a casual get-together with a few friends. You've been hiding in that greenhouse for too long. You'll start growing roots yourself soon." Her resigned expression was what had done for him. In it, he'd seen that she took his refusal as a foregone conclusion. He never did anything fun anymore. He'd been moping about for months now for reasons she didn't know. She was worried about him. Not that she'd said any of that aloud. But he'd heard her thinking it. So, of course, he'd said, "Yes, actually, he would come along. Thank you very much for asking." And damn the probably dire telepathic consequences. Also, he had not been moping. He'd just been keeping busy, and certainly not avoiding anything. Or anyone. Not that he'd said that aloud either.
See, I want even this excerpt to keep going.
Yes. So are you going to listen to book 6 when it comes out, or are you going to go back and listen to 1 through 4?
I don't know. And sometimes it really is nice to get out of the books you usually pick, because it's, you know, there are such lovely surprises, and this absolutely was one for me. So that is A Rake of His Own, Storiel, Book 5. It's by A.J. Lancaster and read by Nicholas Bolton. Harper Audio is proud to sponsor today's episode of Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.